It's been a long time since I first told the internet about the story. Since then, my life has been in somewhat of a downward spiral. I'm oftentimes accused of the murder myself. People think since I was the first person to find the boy dead, that I made the whole story up. I lost my apartment, my girlfriend, and my parents won't even speak to me. Not to mention my job at Disney was pretty much gone immediately. Well, I'm here now to set the story straight. I'm finally able to reveal some major details of the thing that lives in the woods behind Magic Kingdom. The one who was responsible. Over the last few months, I came up with a plan to seek out the mysterious figure myself and prove its existence. This turned out to be a much more difficult task than I had thought. The forest out there is not easy to navigate, and it can be very dangerous. So it's pretty unbelievable that anyone could have lasted for any time at all, really. Anyways, last week I parked my car near Disney University, so it wouldn't be just parked off the side of the road, which is about half a mile away from the back of Magic Kingdom. I walked the half mile, and when I got to the beginning of the woods, I saw the fenced-off area. It had razor wire all the way across so that people couldn't sneak into the park from back there. Between us, though, it's not monitored all that closely. Once I entered, I immediately came upon this gross green river, which I'm assuming was probably man-made and just another deterrent to block guests from entering. I shuddered, though, as I witnessed an alligator float listlessly by, not really paying any attention to me. It was hard to believe that this wild landscape bordered one of the most regularly visited tourist attractions in the world. Then I saw something very odd. A family of foxes were drinking from the water, and the father seemed to be missing his tail. I was glad to see this because I felt like I was on the right track, though. So I continued exploring, heading in the direction of where Haunted Mansion and the park would be, and came across something that, to this day, I don't think I'll ever really be able to get over. There were these photos up in the woods, tied to each of the trees, of families meeting different characters in the park. I never really thought about something like that, hanging in the woods back there, so close to the parks. It was like a horrific shrine, displaying hundreds of children with their families. At the center of the trees, there was a Goofy costume hanging from a branch, its feet covered in mud, and looked like it had been used recently. Then I noticed a disturbing pattern. A lot of the photos in the surrounding trees had Goofy in them, and the costume's feet in the photos were dirty, much dirtier than costumes are supposed to be. I was thoroughly freaked out by this, but I had to keep going. I just needed to see more. Then I was suddenly given all the evidence I had asked for. I found this little makeshift shelter out there, with tons of suitcases piled up behind it. I slowly pulled out my pepper spray and held it in front of me. I came to the entrance of the shelter and pulled open a shower curtain that was being used to close it. Luckily, though, no one was inside. There were countless books and supplies that had been clearly taken from hotels and guests' luggage, including some very strange books and videos. Things about plastic surgery and animal mutation. Horrific pictures covering the walls, showcasing a common theme of half-man, half-beast transformation. Then at the back of the shelter, there was a very old photo, probably from the early 1970s, up in the center of the wall. It was a photo of a boy with his parents, taking a picture with Goofy, Minnie, and Mickey. The boy seemed ecstatic, and you could tell it was probably one of the happiest moments of his life. I began taking photos of everything when suddenly I heard a twig snap outside the structure. I held my breath as whatever it was slowly crept towards the curtain. All I could think to do was hide behind a couple large suitcases and cover myself with a blanket. Slowly, the shower curtain eased open, as if the thing was trying to be as silent as possible. I peeked out from between the two suitcases and my heart sunk as I witnessed the 6-foot-tall man with a horrifically attached snout. When looking at his face, it was hard to tell if he was even human. Then he turned to the side, revealing his long, surgically attached tail, which was clearly made from sewing together several small ones. He had a Disney character autograph book in one hand and looked at the pages feverishly. He was following the lines, trying to practice the signature. I reached for my phone to attempt to take a picture when I bumped the suitcase and knocked the blanket off, exposing my full body. Somehow, though, the thing was still too obsessed with this signature book and hadn't looked over at me yet. I knew I had to run, though, before he looked up, so I hopped up, knocking the two suitcases over. The thing turned towards me and made an animalistic growl, only it was one that was clearly made by an insane man, not an animal. I plowed through the shower curtain and ran as fast as I could down along the river. I heard the thing from behind me scream in anger, tearing off pieces of his shelter as he burst it out. I quickly dove into a thicket of bushes and hid again. It walked towards the hiding place in a strange cartoon-like fashion, with his legs and arms taking these giant strides. Trying to get as low as I could, I felt the ground around me and noticed there were bones in the ground. Human bones that had been gnawed down completely. Across from me in the river, there was this little raft built out of branches and trash that I assume he had put together to get into Magic Kingdom. I knew if I could make it to the park, he wouldn't dare to follow. So as soon as he passed my bushes, I ran toward the little boat and jumped onto it as fast as I could, pushing it out into the water. He instantly turned and ran at me, diving in almost immediately. I used this long stick to push myself the few feet away, only I slipped and fell into the water. I swam to the edge and crawled out as fast as I could, but he was right on my tail. He howled and spit as he launched out of the water chasing after me. I started to hear the park music in the distance and knew it was just over the hill. After a few seconds, he was right on top of me and dug his fake claws into my back. He started biting and scratching me violently, his teeth immediately drawing blood due to them being filed down into sharp points. As he went for my neck, I whipped out the pepper spray and sprayed him in the face. He screamed and backed away, shielding his eyes. Then I took off once again, heading towards the park and leaving him in the dust. When I actually got into the park, I was apprehended by security who saw me sneak in. Only this time I told them my story and they saw my wounds, so they seemed to be a bit more receptive than they had in the past. Sadly, my phone was damaged when I fell in the river and destroyed all my evidence. But security actually did a sweep themselves anyways. They released a statement about a homeless man who had snuck onto park property and was living out there. But that's all they said. They didn't mention anything about the photos, anything about the bones, anything about the stolen luggage, nothing. Just swept the whole thing under the rug. They showed a photo of Disney security taking down his shelter in the local papers, and I think basically everyone just thought it was over, even though they never actually found him. Over the last couple days, I've done some research and found that when the park first opened, there was a boy who got lost and was never found again after meeting characters in Toontown. When I finally located a photo of him, he looked exactly like the kid that was up inside the little shelter. It's sad to think that not everyone gets to have a magical experience when they go to Disney. In fact, sometimes, instead of creating happy memories, monsters are made.